This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz where me, I, Carl Middleman, ask questions of people in the studio. Mark Cox, Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright, and they have to tell me whether the headlines I'm going to tell them are real or fake. And the winner gets to pick the music on Friday's
and
show.
And the winner did a fantastic job last
week.
It
was so
good. If I
may
say so myself.
I even changed things around to get your bonus on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Even Ethan agreed.
He liked it. And Kim knew Kim, three songs.
I know she did.
Of spare me this week, please.
Three songs
or help me.
That's good enough for Major League Baseball to be in the
Thank
Hall
you.
Of Fame.
Thank you. I'd be a Hall of Famer batting 300.
I'm so, good. Mark, to celebrate your victory last week,
yes.
Let us begin with you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Real or fake, South Carolina apartment complex holds vigil for resident alligator killed by the government. Real or fake?
I would say that is probably real.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
All of you answering the same, and all of you answering correctly.
That's yes.
correct. So it was kind of like their mascot.
Their pet alligator, which is dangerous, by the way.
Yes.
Why did the government kill it?
Eats pets.
Complaints. People yeah. are like, there's an alligator here.
And but they wouldn't just relocate it?
Not,
no,
I guess
they
not
don't.
In South
They've
Carolina.
Got enough of them. They can spare them. Yeah.
He was a sacrificial gator.
I guess. I don't know.
Eat him then.
All I have is the headline.
Gator's right? pretty good,
go.
Right?
Gator bites are pretty good. Yeah.
Yes, they
gator
are.
Purse people with PETA right
but are
now.
They usually
Cam, how
actual,
dare you?
Are they actually usually gator? Because I hear gator.
They
gator tail. I don't
gator.
Know. I don't know.
What do you mean? They say it's gator and it's not?
When you go to Cybergs and you have gator bites, do you think that's actually gator?
Well, yes. I hope it is. I hope they're saying it's gator and it's not actually like a frog or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Kim, you are up next. Real or fake, between the 16th and 18th centuries, Europeans believed tomatoes were deadly because they were. Real or fake?
They were deadly back then? I'll say fake. Fake, whatever.
Ethan Bright.
Real.
Mark Cox.
Real.
It's real. It's real because they had pewter plates and the tomatoes soaked up the pewter, so they were eating lead.
Bleached it. Yeah, the rich people were more affected by it
right.
than the poor people.
And
yes.
they didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have science to say, hey, don't do that. Ethan Bright, you're up next. Real or fake? Volkswagen sells as many currywursts as they do cars. Real or fake?
What's the first word?
Curry Volkswagen, and then currywurst.
Don't know what that is. I'll go fake.
Mark Cox.
Repeat the question.
Volkswagen sells as many currywursts as they do cars.
I'll go with fake.
Kim Sinatra.
Still don't know what that is, but I'll go real.
It is real. They started out making them in their cafeteria. People wanted to buy them, and now they sell them all across Europe. Their curry sausage, produced since 1973, sold as many as they did last year in Volkswagen cars.
As many as. You said as, more.
Well, more.
It Wait is. A minute. Did they sell more or did they sell as many as?
They did sell more. Now, if you include like their other brands, they sold more of those. But just Volkswagen, they sold more currywursts than they did cars.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, you're not buying one sausage.
Right. You're buying multiple sausages.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Kim St. Ange. No, you just.
No,
sorry.
Be me.
It's Mark Cox. Mark Cox, real or fake? The most common language on YouTube is Hindi. The language of India. Real or fake?
There's a lot of them.
There are a billion people in India.
There are a lot of them. I'm gonna go real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I will also say fake.
It's fake.
Ah.
It's English.
Okay. Well, sounded good.
But Hindi is second.
Is it really?
Yes.
It had to be. There's a billion of them.
And then Spanish is third, then Portuguese, then Russian.
Okay.
Kim St. Ange. Kim St. Ange. There's a website that suggests options. Instead of saying BC or AD, they suggest options like before iPhone or after the domestication of a dog. Is that real or fake?
Real.
Ethan Bright.
Sure, real.
Fake.
It is real.
Ugh.
It's killing
stupid.
It, Mark.
It's stupid.
It is stupid, but it's just math. Ethan Bright. Real or fake? A Sydney restaurant owner who sells gag fortune cookies got mixed up and sent them to a fancy Chinese restaurant in Sydney, Australia. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
It is real. A Vietnamese restaurant had things that said, like, your divorce is coming soon. I only married you for your money.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
But they were famous for that. But there was a mix-up at the plant, and it got sent to a legitimate place.
To the wrong place. Okay. Got it. That's funny.
Mark Cox, real or fake? The hardest tongue twister in English is... The sheep on the ship slipped on the sheet of sleet. Real or fake?
That is the number one...
According to a 2013 MIT speech study, is what I said, and I will only say once...
Yes. I'm not going to try to repeat it.
Right.
I'll say that is real.
Kim St. Ange.
That's a really hard one to say, but something tells me you made that up. I'll say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I think this will end it, so I'll go real.
The winner is Kim St. Ange.
Oh, finally.
The real one is Pad Kid Poured Curd Pulled Cod.
Is the one you said a legitimate one?
It is a legitimate one.
Okay, that one was really hard. Because you'd say curse words on accident.
Yes.
Right. That is why.
Which is why Carl said it very
so
slowly.
Say it again, Carl, really fast.
No, there was one that I was looking up. I'm like, no.
No.
Oh, let's do Spice Girls and NSYNC. What else can I do to torture you for what you've put me through over the last few weeks when I kept losing?
Nine songs, Kim.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Songs. Well, let's go. Folks, I can't vouch for the music this Friday, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.